Welcome to The Out Agenda, coming to you on archive.kpfk.org. I'm Rita Gonzalez. Our guests this evening are Hannah Wolf, who's the director of Last Summer at Bluefish Cove, and two of the actresses, Noelle Messier and Ellen D. Williams. So we are now going to introduce our guests. Thank you, ladies, for joining us here at The Out Agenda. It's the Last Summer at Bluefish Cove, which is one of my favorite plays. It's especially women in my era, when we first saw it coming out, it's like, oh my God, a play for women. I still remember going to see the play, and I was on a date, so it was really awesome. So we have two of the actors here, Ellen D. Williams and Noelle Messier, and the director, Hannah Wolf. So we're going to start with Hannah first as the director. So tell us, Hannah, how was it directing this? I mean, I'm sure you've seen it before.
I had never, I know someone needs to revoke my lesbian card. I've known of Jane Chambers, and I had known about the legacy of her playwriting. And I have known people who have won the Jane Chambers Playwriting Award, and I had never heard of this play, which is a Hannah problem, not a, like,
it's not a problem. It's just, it's one of those plays. You're a lot younger too. So I'm going to give that excuse. So when it came out, it was a big thing to have a lesbian play. I mean, the only thing we had, I don't even know if we had anything. Children's Hour. That wasn't even a real lesbian play, yeah. You know. But to have this play, and then it was just amazing. So I'll give you that.
Oh, okay? Thank you. I appreciate that. I get the card back. I think it is. I mean, it's the thing that's super interesting to me. Ellen brought in her published copy of the play, and the last time it was published was 1989. And so this is not a play that is like widely available or really out there in the world or taught in queer theater history classes, which I think is, you know, I think is a real detriment, because this play lives in the queer theater legacy. It is part of the canon and such an important part of that. And it just, I'm so excited that we get to bring it back in this way and hopefully have some resurgence behind it. And so that some of the younger generations can learn it and sort of like look at the legacy that it created.
So you never saw the play before. So did you go online to see it?
So the Fountain contacted me earlier this year and just asked if I was interested and available, and the dates all worked out. And I also am like, you know, I'm a sucker for a comedy. I'm a sucker for a love story. I am definitely a sucker for like queer women on stage, and eight of them, and like love big casts, and also the challenge of directing outside. And so all the puzzle pieces all sort of fell together in such a perfect way for us to be able to work on this together.
The Fountain Theater, it has an outside area now, and this play does take outside in the porch, I believe.
Yes. So they built in 2021, they built a stage outside, a 99-seat theater outside in their parking lot. And each summer they've been doing summer outside shows. And so this one works so well in that space because we get to... We're doing immersive light in air quotes, which is that the audience is going to be in headphones so that they can hear everyone. And the actors are moving around the audience. So the audience feels like they are part of the cove and they are there with these characters as they live through the summer. It's going to be a really fun event. It doesn't feel like theater in a dark space. You as the audience get to be there and enjoy the outdoors and watch this great story and watch these amazing actors. It's a fun way to enjoy theater.
You're going to have the wind blowing and the birds flying by and seagulls and all kinds of stuff, right?
Mm-hmm. And sometimes LAPD helicopter, but you long, so you don't know.
Ellen, so you brought the play.
I just literally brought the book that I had.
Okay.
Because I am someone who is old enough to have seen seen this play. I saw it actually back in the 90s. I think it was like 93 I saw it. So, and I was on a date also when I saw it. or with my then girlfriend. But yeah, I mean, this play has you know, been a I agree with you. I think it is the only lesbian play outside of the Children's Hour, which I also have done. I played the Mary, like the child. I know it was really strange, but I was in college. So yeah. So, but I was, you know, I was thinking about that yesterday, the other day. I was like, this play, like Jeffrey, like came out around the same time and a few others, but that was a gay men's play. I do think this was it. And then, you know, when you hear that it ran for 2.5 years, you're like, well, yeah, that makes complete sense because there was nothing representing lesbians, you know, like in theater. So, so yeah, I brought this physical copy that I actually had in my, sorry, I'm like, cause I have that, my background anyways.
But I could see it. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, this is a copy. And I actually like was going through it and I was like, oh, I remember, like I pieced together the lead character's monologue and would do this monologue. It's just like all came flooding back, you know, in my 20s. So,
Who do you play?
I play Ray. She is one of the one person of the couple who Noelle is actually plays my partner in the play. So you have two people that are playing a couple because there's four couples in the show and you actually have a full set couple right here with you. yeah. And so I play Ray. I play Ray in the show and she's kind of she's has been divorced to a man and has two children and has been with Annie, her partner, for I think it's like 9 years. Yeah. And yeah, that's who I play.
And Noelle, you're the partner. Now, have you seen the play? I just have to ask.
No, in fact, it's funny because when I saw the audition notice, I was like, that sounds familiar. And I looked it up and I was like, how do I not know this play? Where the hell have I been? You know? So I submitted, but then I went to the library and I had to go to the physical library, which I hadn't done in quite a while to find it. And I found that exact copy actually that Ellen has. And I was like, well, regardless of whether I get an audition for this or not, I have to read this. Because, I mean, how many plays are there with eight lesbian women and me not even knowing that? So, yeah, I read the play and I was like, then I really went, wow, I should have really known this play. So, and then I got excited about it and was like, oh my gosh, I would love to do this play.
Well, the play, you know, when it came out, it was something new. It was different. All the actresses were not lesbians in the play. I remember Jean Smart being in the play, and then afterwards I turned on the TV and she's on Designing Women. I go, that was a woman in the play, but there was something about her and the character that she just brought everything together. It's such a great character, but the play went away. And then I think in sporadic places across the country, and unfortunately, there's not really that many lesbian plays. And this one is just so timeless. It's the only thing I can think about is timeless.
Definitely.
Just my recollection of the play. And I believe it or not, I think I saw it one more time after that, like 10 years later or something, I saw the play.
This is Ellen. You probably saw the one that I saw.
Yes. Yeah,
it was like with Denise Crosby, Marie Cheatham. She's like another part of her name. I mean, Mary Ketterett, a lot of women who were like working actresses in the 90s. And a couple of them are still working. Mm-hmm. But like Denise Crosby from Star Trek, I think it was Odysseus Snipes or something like that. She was, yeah. And that's the one that I saw. Yeah.
This is Hannah. Yeah, I mean, you know, I think there was sort of the beginning of a Broadway production that was being put together before the pandemic that fell apart. Like it like was announced right before the pandemic started and that all fell apart. I think the interesting thing that I see with it often is that it gets done at colleges because the colleges are looking for plays with a lot of female roles for all of their students, but it really hasn't had, you know, I think it's so interesting that the place sort of like comes and goes, but is always sort of there underneath in the background and hasn't really had like a big splashy thing since the production 40 years ago until now.
So I'm sure a lot of women are anxious and men are anxious to see this play. I mean, when you tell your friends that you're doing this play, what's the reaction? Do they, you know, have they seen it?
This is Ellen. I know for me that like most of my friends don't know it. And yeah, I mean, it's interesting because they, I mean, but I don't know if they would, you know, I mean, unless you saw it, they're all from LA like me and they, you know, and they were all here in the 90s, but I'll mention it. And they're very excited to come see it. My, you know, my lesbian friends, but I don't think they knew. They don't know about it. So it's always exciting to talk about it because I'm like, hey, it's like 8 women cast, lesbian friends, you know, I'm like, it's a great play. And so they are getting excited about it now.
Sorry, Noelle, were you going to say?
No, I was just going to say, yeah, I kind of had this same experience with it. Not a lot of people that knew of it, but were really excited about it. But the fun thing, though, is when I posted a post on Facebook, the Fountain Theater is great about promoting and doing a lot of posts and videos and whatnot. I get these friends that, you know, I haven't spoken to in years that come on and are like, oh my God, I saw that in, you know, 1983, or, oh, I played Donna in that play. And, you know, so it's kind of cool that way. How many people that do connect with it and do know it as well, but it's exciting. I mean, definitely anyone who's a lesbian definitely goes, oh yeah, I definitely want to come.
So Hannah, I got to ask you as the director, casting this, how were you looking for certain types? I love the diversity of the women in this play. The first one didn't have that diversity, but I saw that afterwards, there was much more diversity.
Yeah. You know, I think I was very interested in how do women of color fit in this play and in this production, and where do, you know, we were very intentional about those roles and really talking to all those actors in those roles about where do they see themselves? How do we bring themselves to those roles? Because we are watching this play with 2020, with our 2023 eyes. And I think I'm just more interested in like representing the neighborhood that we're in to the best of our ability rather than like casting 8 white women. And so we were very intentional in the casting of that. I think I was also looking for actors who identified as queer and have sort of have that shorthand. And then, you know, we also, I am also looking for like, in the casting, we were looking for a group of women who felt like real women and who could play with each other, who could make fun of each other in that fun way that that chosen families do, where they're calling each other out and also making a lot of jokes and also showing a lot of love, and that they're sort of all able to listen and respond and have fun with each other and live in this beautiful set that Desmond Murphy's created in a way that feels like a family, because that's really what this group of women is. And so that, yeah, it was a super interesting casting process. It was a lot of fun. We saw a lot of people, and I'm so excited about the ensemble that we've built right now.
Well, I'm excited to see it. We're going to talk about when it's playing. So it's going to be at the Fountain Theater, the outdoor stage, and this is in the Hollywood area, and it starts Saturday, June 17th, and it's going to go all the way to August 27th. That's a long run.
Yeah, we have lots of time to play. We really are like a family now. It's amazing. Just after like 2 days of working together, we were like, oh my God, I love every one of you. So it's really fun.
And for tickets,
go to fountaintheater.com and then buy tickets on the website.
You're still doing rehearsals. I thank you so much because I know what it is to do theater, and you're constantly in rehearsals. So And I really do appreciate you joining us here at the Outagenage.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you.
Once again, our guests have been director Hannah Wolf and actresses Noelle Messier and Helen D. Williams from the play Last Summer at Bluefish Cove. And we do want to hear from you. Like us on our Facebook page or email us at theoutagenda@gmail.com. I'm Rita Gonzalez. Thanks for listening and have a wonderful week. And remember that being out is the first step to being equal. Now stay tuned for This Way Out.